We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
And we're back. Like we never left. Oregon fans, what's going on? How we living? Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Ducks Dish podcast. You guys are watching me on video or on live stream here on YouTube. You can see that I am coming to you from a new spot. It has been a very eventful day as I am very excited to announce that I have returned to Scoop Duck. This time with the On3 Network. I am so stoked to be back working alongside my guy Justin Hopkins to bring you the best Oregon football and recruiting coverage that you're going to find. Truly believe that. But it's been an awesome day. Really great to see the response from all of my viewers and listeners and readers. So super appreciative of everybody's support. And the excitement around this move for me. And lucky enough, it came with some big news for Dan Lanning and Ducks as 2025 Lee Summit North wide receiver Isaiah Mosey has committed to Oregon. But before we get into the big news of this episode, the Ducks Dish podcast is brought to you in part by Ranchito Grill. That's right, Ranchito Grill in Springfield. Not sure what your dinner plans are tonight, but head on over to Ranchito Grill in Springfield. You can find them at 1537 Mohawk Boulevard. They got homemade tortillas, some great food, a great environment, and they will take care of you. And hey, they're even having a big meetup for Oregon fans after Saturday Oregon spring football game on April 27th. So make sure that you're at Ranchito Grill after the Oregon spring game. I've been to those before and they are an absolute blast. So they'll take care of you. Head on over to Ranchito Grill and tell Ruben that Max Torres sent you. So getting into the big news of the day of Wednesday, but the hottest recent recruiting news for Dan Lanning and the New Oregon Ducks. Isaiah Mosey, 6 foot, 190-pound wide receiver out of Lee Summit North High School in Lee Summit, Missouri, committed to Oregon on Wednesday, giving you a little bit of a breakdown of Isaiah Mosey. Who is the newest Oregon commit? Well, Isaiah Mosey is rated a 4-star recruit on the On3 industry ranking, the number 214 player nationally, 27 wide receiver in the 2025 class, and the number 2 recruit in all of Missouri, as Dan Lanning go back into Lanning's home state to get their latest commitment here in the 2025 class. And this wasn't an easy commitment necessarily for the Ducks. They were going up against some quality competition on the recruiting trail, beating out the likes of the in-state Missouri Tigers, the Oklahoma Sooners, the Tennessee Volunteers, and the Ole Miss Rebels en route to landing the commitment from Isaiah Mosey here. And I haven't made an RPM pick on three yet, but if I were going to, it was going to be for Mosey. So perfect timing here with this latest commitment for Dan Lanning and the Ducks. couple of quotes here to give you some background into this story coming from Steve Wiltfong, who has recently joined the On3 Network, does an awesome job. But he had the interview with Mosey after his commitment, saying, quote, "It feels like home to me every time I am out there. I like the direction Oregon is. Dan has done a great job with the program. I've known Dan for a long time. So that relationship is a huge factor." I said for a while here, once I found out really that Mosey's dad had coached alongside Dan Lanning at the high school level before Dan Lanning became the college coach that he is today. Once I had learned about that relationship after a previous interview with Mosey, I really had a feeling that's a guy you're going to have circled on your big board. And I think that that's a guy that Oregon has a great shot at landing here in the 2025 class. So relationships are super crucial when it comes to recruiting. We always know that. And I think that's something that proves itself time and time again. There's so much changing in the world of college football with the transfer portal, with name, image, and likeness, conference realignment, you name it, relationships still matter. And I think that is the way that a lot of schools and a lot of coaches ultimately win some of these really highly contested recruiting battles when it comes to the 11th hour. So relationships, again, playing a huge role here for Dan Lanning and the Ducks as they go into Missouri for Isaiah Mosey. Wiltfong got a cool quote from Mosey's father, Jamar Mosey, who was his head coach at Lee Summit North for the past couple of years, but he's now at UCF out in Orlando under Gus Malzahn. And Jamar Mosey had this to say about his relationship with Dan Lanning. He said, quote, "Isaiah was running around practice every day. My dad or someone would drop him off and me and Dan would be there. That relationship started then and none of us knew we'd get to this day now," which makes a huge difference, that piece of it. So this is a guy who was literally running around at practice in his childhood when Dan Lanning was, I wasn't going to say cutting his teeth, but when Dan Lanning was a high school coach, and that was a big part of his journey as a head coach and getting to where he's at now, right? So that's kind of just a cool aspect of it. The fact that they coached together and Mosey was out there running around the practice fields, and now he's going to be catching passes as an Oregon Duck for now head coach Dan Lanning. So a super cool little story there for Isaiah Mosey in his relationship with Dan Lanning. Let's get into a little bit of an eval here. If you're on YouTube at Scoop Duck, I think that's the name. I got to double check. But if you're watching us on the Scoop Duck YouTube channel or on Twitter at MTORA Sports, you can see the film here. And got an awesome eval to get into here from my guy QB11, who wrote this for us at Scoop Duck not too long ago, but he does a great job with these evals. So I just thought I would go ahead and read some of this eval from QB11. He writes, "After invading the state of Missouri a year ago for high four-star wide receiver Jeremiah McClellan, Dan Lanning and Junior Adams are circling back for yet another high-profile wide receiver from the Show Me State. Mosey is the son of high school coaching legend in the state, and it shows in his game. Mosey is a refined and athletically gifted wide receiver with multi-position versatility who shows well as a kick returner. Athletically, Mosey is very twitchy and quick in the short area. He can accelerate in and out of his breaks and is a tough target to hit in the short area. He has the mixture of contact balance and body control to make quick moves, pat, post-catch, and create space for yak opportunities, yards after catch opportunities. Mosey even played some running back for Lee Summit High last year. From an explosive linear speed standpoint, Mosey is good, but not elite. He has enough speed to run away at the high school level, but I don't know that he is a guy that will be a burner in the big. Despite only having good speed, I think his fluid hips and stop-start ability will allow him to still be a threat at all three levels in college. He's savvy and athletic enough to change speeds and create separation on deeper routes without the elite deep speed." QB11 goes on to say, "This is actually why I think he projects super well in the slot, where his physicality and short area quickness will be the primary traits showcased. In the screen game, Posey is not a player that often goes down on first contact and shows great spatial awareness and decisiveness as a runner. So if you want to read more about that eval, you can find the full thing. You can read a lot of it over on scoopbook.com with QB11 doing some great work. So definitely want to give him credit for that eval. He does a tremendous job, and I think he's really bringing this new commitment to light for a lot of Duck fans. So with Isaiah Mosey, his size isn't something that's necessarily game-changing or makes him stand out a whole lot, 6 foot 190, but you can see that he does have some really good body control, and he's able to shed some tacklers and make something happen after the catch. And that's really important, just having a guy that can do something for you after the catch. Some guy who is a playmaker, even goes upstairs a little bit on that catch to make an impressive grab over the defensive back. A lot of tunnel screens. So if you can find something that works at the high school level, you might as well just keep going back to it. A little bit more background here. So far in his high school career, he's played 3 seasons, right, and into his senior year. He has logged 160 receptions for 2,193 yards and 29 touchdowns. So you can definitely see a lot of great production from Isaiah Mosey at the high school level. And he is someone who plays in a pretty good state, right? I think that Missouri is definitely a state that is pumping out good players. Oregon has had a very strong presence there. I know we talked about Jeremiah McClellan out of St. Louis Christian Brothers earlier this episode. Don't forget that the Ducks also signed Teon Gray, a big-time defensive lineman in a 24 class as well. And now Isaiah Mosey becomes the latest Duck from the state of Missouri to opt to play his college football for Dan Lanning. So now that Isaiah Mosey is in the fold, he is the third wide receiver to commit to the Ducks here in the 2025 recruiting class. He joins the likes of Dallas Wilson and Cooper Perry in the 2025 recruiting class. Cooper Perry out of the state of Arizona, Dallas Wilson out of the state of Florida. Cooper Perry just recently hopped on board and announced his commitment to Dan Lanning and the Ducks. So the Ducks are starting to pick up more and more steam here on the recruiting trail following this latest commitment from Isaiah Mosey. How about the rankings? I know a lot of times we'd like to talk about the recruiting rankings and the class rankings. So this commitment for the Ducks with Mosey in the fold, the Ducks now move up to the number 12 class in the country. And they have the number 3 class in the Big Ten, trailing. It looks like they have the number 2 class here. That's the 2024 rankings. That's why it messed me up for a second here. They have the number 3 class in the Big Ten. This all, of course, according to the On3 team rankings. The number 3 class in the Big Ten, trailing Ohio State and USC. But the good news for the Ducks, they are definitely taking a quality over quantity approach, at least at this point in the calendar year. They have 6 verbal commitments now. USC has 12 verbal commitments, and Ohio State has 13 verbal commitments. And the Ducks are averaging, look at the average rating, the average class score, the total class score, excuse me, is 91.01. with an 83% blue chip rating, according to On3. So I think you got to like this pickup for the Ducks. I think that the wide receiver room is really coming into shape here quite well for Junior Adams and the Ducks. And if you're looking at Oregon, is there a recruiter that is hotter right now on the trail than Junior Adams? You look at how he was able to close the 2024 class. You flip a pair of blue chip wide receivers and Jeremiah McClellan from Ohio State. And then the local guy, Ryan Pelham from my neck of the woods, Long Beach Millikan. And that's definitely something that you got to be excited about. And then he gets even better, gets 5-star Gatlin Bear in the 2024 class out of Burley, Idaho. He's going to be going on a 2-year mission trip. He won't be joining the Ducks until 2026, but he was the fastest wide receiver in the country in all of 2024. You get him. And then he wasn't satisfied, so he went into the transfer portal. looked at the options there and said, hey, how about former five-star wide receiver Evan Stewart from Texas A&M? That's absolutely huge. So Junior Adams continues to do a really, really good job here when it comes to recruiting wide receivers to come play for the Ducks. And Isaiah Mosey is another quality addition that is going to at least projects to make a whole bunch of plays during his college career at Oregon. And I think that the timing of this commitment is great, right? You build on that Cooper Perry commitment just recently. You get another blue chip type caliber player in the fold as you head up to the spring game, which is now only 9 days away. Again, remember that's on April 27th. And that's going to be Oregon's biggest recruiting event of the year. That's at least what history shows us. But Saturday Night Live in late July is obviously a big time for Dan Lane and the Ducks when it comes to getting blue chip recruits onto campus. So I think that the timing of this really helps the Ducks. They're looking to respond after some big recruiting runs from USC and Ohio State, right? And Oregon is looking to respond in a big way. We got Rashad Samples, who joins the staff coming over from Arizona State. We all know, at least I've tried to report to tell you guys, that Cooper Perry was very heavily recruited by Rashad Samples during his time at Arizona State. We're really trying to keep the state's top player in state at home in the Phoenix area, Cooper Perry from Scottsdale, of course. So the fact that Rashad Samples comes over, I think Cooper Perry was probably already going to be a Duck. That is certainly a great quality first win, if you want to look at it that way, or at least some juice, some positive momentum for Rashad Samples as one of the new coaches on this staff coming in to replace Carlos Lachlan, who departed for Ohio State to take their running backs coach job.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome back to the Ducks Dish podcast, coming at you on the West Coast out of Long Beach, California, Thursday, April 18th, 2024. Of course, I am coming to you as well on the Scoop Duck YouTube channel. So if you guys are here on the live stream, make sure to like the video, drop a comment below. Let me know what you think about this Oregon football commitment with Isaiah Mosey hopping in the fold for 2025. And of course, make sure you subscribe to the Scoop Duck YouTube channel. This is where you can find the Ducks Dish podcast. This is where you can find more of me, more of my video content, my analysis, my breakdowns, all that good stuff is going to be here on this YouTube channel. So make sure you guys subscribe to the channel to not miss out on any future content, because there's going to be a whole lot of it. Let's take a look at what's next for the Ducks at the wide receiver position. And then even just a little bit of recruiting in general, right? It's a big weekend for the Ducks, even just at the wide receiver spot. And a big part of that is because Dallas Wilson and Cooper Perry, Oregon's two other wide receiver commits that we just talked about, are going to be on campus for a visit. So it's great to have Cooper Perry, who just committed. He's coming back to campus for another visit. He's going to be a great peer recruiter for what is a very big and very loaded list, visitor list for the Ducks. You can go ahead and check out that list over on scoopduck.com. And make sure you guys subscribe to scoopduck.com. We're running a promo right now. You can get an entire month for just $1. Read all my stuff because I'm over there at Scoopduck now. So there's a lot of exciting stuff going on over there. But Dallas Wilson and Cooper Perry coming to campus this weekend. I think this visit, we can probably all agree, is a bit more important for Dallas Wilson and what it means for his recruitment. He's been committed to Oregon for coming up on a year and a half now. He committed in January of 2023, the five-star wide receiver out of Florida, out of the Sunshine State, has been to Oregon and committed to Oregon, but that's not stopping other schools from their pursuit in Dallas Wilson's recruitment. So he's a talented guy. He's going to be hard to hang on to. I think that that's something that everybody can understand. Just because you're verbally committed to a school, not stop other schools from coming after you. And you're going to have a lot of these heavy hitters, especially in the state of Florida, right? Miami, Florida State, Florida. Schools like that are going to continue to come after Dallas Wilson because those are some schools that just always contend for the top in-state guys. Florida is as talented of a state, maybe the most talented state in the entire country. Now, it's going to be difficult to hang on to Dallas Wilson, yes, but who was I just talking about a little bit earlier on in the podcast? I was talking about Junior Adams and how good of a recruiter he is, how good of a relationship builder he is. You also have to factor in the Dan Lanning factor, as well as the rest of this recruiting and personnel staff. It's never just one person when it comes to recruiting at the University of Oregon. If you guys have followed the Ducks for a while or read my stuff, I asked a lot of these players, these recruits, about their recruitment and their relationships with the staff, and they just rattle off a bunch of people. So that's just the strategy that Oregon really takes when it comes to these recruitments. It's also a big weekend for the wide receiver spot because 2026 five-star wide receiver Chris Henry Jr. He is a verbal commitment to Ohio State. He's going to be on campus for his first trip to Oregon. And that's a big visit because not only is he committed to one of Oregon's now biggest conference rivals in Ohio State, Chris Henry is a big visit for the Ducks because he's a top West Coast kid now. He transferred from Cincinnati to, I can't remember the high school in Cincinnati, so apologies for that. But Chris Henry picked everything up. Moved from Cincinnati, Ohio to Santa Ana, California, where he is now enrolled at National Powerhouse Modern Day High School. If you guys follow Oregon recruiting or just recruiting in general, you know that Modern Day is just loaded with talent every single year. Oregon's got a bunch of guys that they are heavily recruiting out of Modern Day after landing Aiden Breland, a five-star defensive lineman in the 2024 class, as well as wide receiver Jack Ressler. So Oregon is very, very familiar with Modern Day, and they have gotten a lot of players from Modern Day, and they're looking to keep that going moving forward here in the 2025 class with a guy like Nasir Wyatt, the edge rusher, incredibly coveted, super skilled guy, and Oregon is leading the way there in that recruitment, but other schools aren't giving up. I still feel really good about Oregon's chances with Nasir Wyatt. You also have Jordan Davison, a talented running back out of Modern Day. Carlos Laughlin really did a lot of work recruiting him to Oregon, so I'm going to be interested to see what he thinks of this Rashad Samples hire and where Oregon will lie in his recruitment moving forward. But I probably think that Ohio State has the lead there, or even Michigan, because he has a really good relationship with Tony Alford, their new running backs coach. But Chuck McDonald is another guy, a 2025 DB out of Modern Day, who is supposed to be visiting Oregon this weekend. So case in point, Oregon's got deep, deep ties to Modern Day, and Chris Henry Jr. is the latest five-star that is coming out of Modern Day that Oregon is involved with. So this will be his first trip to Oregon. Ducks have a chance to make a good impression, but he's all the way out in 2026, so I don't think there's that much that we can really make of this visit for the Ducks. Another big guy to keep an eye on is five-star Louisville, Texas offensive tackle Michael Fasusi. He is on campus in Eugene right now for a multi-day unofficial visit. I got an update, got an interview with Michael Pastuzzi posted over on Scoop Duck. Spoke with him just before that trip began. And Oregon's looking to secure an official visit from Pastuzzi, who already has a number of official visits locked in right now. But Elite Terry, Mike Kavanaugh, they're looking to sign some blue chip talent along the offensive line here in the 2025 class. But let's circle back. I was getting a little bit distracted. Positions going all over the place. But let's just circle it back. Let's talk about wide receiver. What's next at wide receiver for Oregon in the 2025 class? Because you already got three guys, and they're three really good wide receivers. But I wrote about this over on Scoop Duck as well. I think Oregon's in a good spot. I don't think you desperately need another wide receiver in this class. But I do think that Oregon is going to continue to recruit a number of pass catchers here that they want to add in the 2025 class, right? And why wouldn't you? I think you have to continue to do that, because what if you do hypothetically lose a commitment from Dallas Wilson? You've got to have those other options that you can turn to. I'm not necessarily calling these guys backup options, but you've got to make sure that you continue to recruit guys. You can't get complacent. And there's one big name at near the top of the list for Oregon that I completely forgot to mention when I was writing about what's next for the Ducks at wide receiver. The biggest name that you have to look at, Corian Moore, right? Five-star wide receiver out of Duncan, Texas, currently a verbal commit to the LSU Tigers. He's been committed to the Tigers, I want to say, this last football season. So that is a relatively long-held commitment. But if there's one guy you got to look at that Oregon could really benefit with this Samples hire, it's DeCorian Moore, because Samples' father coaches at Duncanville. So that's definitely going to give Oregon a great chance in the recruitment of DeCorian Moore. He is also he's also looking at Ohio State and Texas, along with the Ducks, and of course LSU, where he's still committed. But DeCorian Moore is supposed to come back out to Oregon for a visit in May. So that's a guy you got to keep an eye on. But I think Oregon is very much alive still with this DeCorian Moore recruitment. I said this before Rashad Samples got hired. I think Oregon still had a realistic shot. And of course, Samples' hire only helps them, one would think, in their pursuit of DeCorian Moore. We got QB11 here in the live chat, 662 live, big time. We got a lot of folks in this show. A majority of them, streamer is telling me, are coming over on Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter at MTaurusSports. But appreciate you, QB. I read out your eval a little bit earlier in today's show. So thanks for, I guess, involuntarily, but contributing to the show a little bit, the first pod here on the Scoop Duck YouTube channel. But the other guy that I was alluding to earlier that I forgot to mention in my what's next story for Oregon at wide receiver, how about Michael Terry? Michael Terry out of San Antonio, Texas, is an absolute stud that can do a little bit of everything. Michael Terry III, excuse me, he is a very, very big time recruit. San Antonio, Texas, Alamo Heights, blue chip athlete, the number one athlete in the 2025 recruiting class, according to On3. This is a guy that can do literally everything. I think that he can line up all over the field. I had heard at times that maybe that you could see him at running back. I think receiver might be a fit that Oregon sees as a bit more natural for Terry. I've even heard about linebacker being a possibility for Terry at the next level. So who knows where this guy is ultimately going to find his home. I think that if you are an athlete and you're just so athletic, so versatile that you can line up all over the field, those are the guys that are super, super fun to cover. I think back to a guy like Diomedre Lenoir when Oregon was recruiting him out of Salesian here in Southern California. He was playing wide receiver. He was playing DB. He was returning kicks. He was all over the place. Michael Terry is that kind of an athlete. He can do a little bit of everything, and he is going to be one of Oregon's top targets moving forward here in the 2025 recruiting class. He is expected to visit Eugene, take a trip out to Eugene in May, and that's going to be an important visit because you got just about every school coming after this guy. And of course, those in-state heavy hitters, Texas A&M, are not going to go away in this recruitment as long as Terry is going to continue listening to recruiting pitches and keeping those relationships with the Texas A&M and Texas staffs. But Michael Terry is a huge, huge name to know here at wide receiver for Oregon in the 2025 class. I think if you do add another wide receiver for Oregon, it's got to be the right guy. It's got to be someone who has a special, special skill set and brings something to this wide receiver room that maybe it doesn't have quite right now. And then, so I think that DeCorian Moore and Michael Terry are definitely kind of at that top tier, that solidified one tier. But then you have some other guys that Oregon has continued to stay involved with in their recruitment. And there's a trio of guys I'm going to discuss here. You got Chris Lawson. Chris Lawson is a wide receiver out of Archbishop Reardon in San Francisco, California. And he's a guy that I think kind of flies under the radar when it comes to some of the other big name receivers out west. And the other two that I'm going to talk about are Philip Bell out of Mission Viejo, California, who just won a state championship last year. He was recently in Eugene for the first time in about a year. It's super important that Philip Bell got back on campus for another visit, because I think that Oregon has a chance to make a move in that recruitment. But I've really seen Ohio State and USC as some of the leaders or maybe trendier teams in that recruitment for Philip Bell. Marcus Harris, he is another name that Oregon fans are well aware of from modern day in Santa Ana, California. That's another guy you got to look at, because he's going to be taking an official visit to Oregon in June. And he also announced today that he's going to be back in Eugene for a visit on April 23rd when the Ducks are still holding spring practice. So getting him on campus for that unofficial visit and then getting him on campus for an official visit, that's going to be big for Oregon. So I think Oregon might have a decision to make. You know, where do these guys ultimately lie on your recruiting big board? Because I think that Chris Lawson is going to be that wide receiver that I'm very, very curious to continue to keep a close eye on. Because like I told you guys, I feel like he doesn't get a whole lot of hype on the West Coast or even in California compared to some of these other recruits. And I think maybe part of that is because so many people put Southern California football, and understandably so, above Northern California football. Just the platform, the competition is so much higher down here in Southern California. But don't take that to mean that there's not some really, really good football players in Northern California. And I'm telling you, Chris Lawson is one of those guys. And I think he's supposed to be getting out to Eugene in the near future as well. So he's going to be a big name that you got to watch. So really exciting stuff for sure. And the Ducks continue to build momentum on the recruiting trail with the commitment of 2025 wide receiver Isaiah Mosey. Before I get out of here, guys, make sure you lock in with me. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at mtorressports. You can read me and Justin Hopkins over on scoopduck.com. Subscribe to the Scoop Duck YouTube channel. We're trying to run these numbers up and build this community. Super, super stoked to be back at Scoop Duck. It's been an awesome first day, and we're just getting started. Going to be in Eugene next week, going to be up in Seattle this weekend for our Seattle Under Armour camp. And then it's going to be a fun time getting back to Eugene and get some boots on the ground coverage. But share the show, share the Ducks Dish podcast with your friends, with your family, and with other Duck fans. But a big thank you to everybody that took some time out of your day to talk some Duck football with me, talk some Duck cruton, and we'll see you in the next episode of the Ducks Dish podcast.